Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of June 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a brilliant weekend. Certainly been a great weekend for gardening, enjoying some of that time in the garden, isn't it? It's what it's all about. Garden, allotment, weekends. For me, it's the highlight of my weekend, which I probably shouldn't say in front of my wife. Now, it's certainly been a busy one here in Littlehampton. The home garden particularly has been fully planted up now. All our cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, chilies, squashes, pumpkins, brassicas, cabbages, cauliflowers, they've all gone in. They've all been planted up. We've potted on lots and lots of plants, freeing up lots of space in our seed sowing area. So we've really got to start thinking about the next steps. It's really satisfying, actually, to see everything so well planted and like it's going in the area or in the way that we want it. Certainly looks like we're going to be getting plenty of food in the future as well. So I'm very, very happy with what I'm seeing. Now, one of the things that we've actually been doing this weekend is Amanda and I have been having a little bit of a chat about some of the changes we would like to make to our garden. Now, one of the things that I'm hoping to do within the next couple of weeks is actually something that I have had in the pipeline for a while, and that's to take down one of my sheds. I've got three sheds in my garden, but I want to take down one of those sheds and replace it for a new greenhouse shed combination. And this is going to be solely for sowing seeds, a dedicated space where I have all the pots, all the compost and all the seeds that I need to sow seeds. That is the plan. I think we're getting close to being actually able to do that. And one of the other things we've been discussing is actually replacing our driveway. Now, our driveway is basically somewhere to park cars, but I do have lots of pots with trees and bushes and things like that out in the front of our house as well, which are actually quite successful. Does need a lot of watering. And we're thinking, you know, one of those things we've had on the back burner for a while was to replace the driveway. There's also where we had a few trees out the front I've cut down, and our soil at the front is so compacted, it's hard to dig the roots out. So we're hoping that somebody's going to be able to basically redo all that and get it absolutely perfect. And then, of course, all our fruit trees in pots will go back out the front where they will happily grow. Lots of projects on the cards, and let's hope it moves forwards. Now, I've got to admit, I haven't been able to hit the allotment as much as I would have liked this week. Life just gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? It's annoying, but it is the way it is. I've been down there today. It's not in too bad a condition. Everything's doing quite well, but just not as much time as spent on it as I would like. So what I'm doing is next Saturday, I'm earmarking to spend most of the day on the allotment. I'm going to start early in the morning and get it on track. I did manage to plant out some more brassicas, and they're getting taken in. I've also had to protect those with nets straight away because some of the brassicas already planted out have been munched on or nibbled by pesky pigeons. They don't waste any time, do they? Now, I've also put a final mulch of straw over our potatoes. Straw has been working really well so far at suppressing the weeds, holding in that moisture. The potatoes are looking really, really good, I have to say. We're hoping they're going to bulk out a bit more. Ultimately, we don't know what's going to happen with potatoes until we actually harvest them, but we're starting to see lots of flowers on them, which, you know, it's a good sign, but it does spark that debate, doesn't it? Now, some people will swear that removing the potato flowers gives us bigger tubers, but I've never seen any farmers do that in the fields, so I don't know if it is a thing. It might be an experiment that we actually do. Now, I've actually got some exciting news for you as well. This weekend, I've been super busy putting the final touches to your June mini newspaper and seed pack, and they are now on the post on their way to you. So please do keep an eye in your letterbox over the next few days for those arriving through. I have to admit, I did make a couple of little mistakes on the newspaper. I forgot to change the photos from last month's version. Basically, I used last month as like a template and moved from that, and I didn't change the photos. But, you know, it happens sometimes, right? It's all part of the homegrown real life chime. But what seeds can you expect this month? First of all, we got some Bellotti beans. Now, these are a beautiful red and white bean. They look stunning. They're brilliant as a dried bean. They're brilliant in most recipes, and they grow quite well. So we've included those. They should do pretty good for you. We've got parsley as a herb of the month. Now, parsley, you know, there's a folklore saying about sowing it on the longest day. I don't know how true it is, but it is a good one. We grow lots of parsley, and we try and grow it quite regularly, really. Swiss chard as well is another one that I've included this month. Swiss chard is something that we eat a lot of. I've just had to remove a load of last year's Swiss chard, but we can grow it now. We can overwinter it as well. So it is one that I definitely recommend that we grow. Radicchio, which is another really lovely plant, actually. I really like radicchio. It's a Spanish type of bitter lettuce, I guess you could say. Really tasty, I find. Looks stunning and is great to sow. We've got mizuna, which is a type of salad leaf. It's an oriental salad leaf. We use it, again, quite a bit. It's delicious and tasty. Then we've got kale as well. This is a dwarfing kale. And these are great to sow throughout June. We can actually save these to grow into the winter, but I would sow them now to get them strong enough to get through the winter months. Now, that should keep us all very, very busy throughout June, and as well as plenty of seeds to do. There's also quite a few tasks which I've included in the newspaper, as well as a few ideas of things that you could do this month. Well, that is it for tonight's Supporters Club update. I'm going to get out now and give the garden a good watering. We have had a bit of rain lately, but I don't think it's enough. And it's been so dry and warm this weekend that I think they need a bit more watering in, especially newly planted plants. Anyway, until next time, please take care.